flurries of fun await this winter in Indiana. Feel the rush of the Midwest's only refrigerated toboggan run. Ski down snow-covered slopes and marvel at frozen waterfalls on a winter hike. When it's time to unwind, from outdoor fun to indoor escapes, your perfect winter getaway starts in Indiana. Plan your trip today at inindiana.com/winter.
Where'd you get those shoes? Easy. They're from DSW. Because DSW has the exact right shoes for whatever you're into right now. You know, like the sneakers that make office hours feel like happy hour. The boots that turn grocery aisles into runways. And all the styles that show off the many sides of you, from daydreamer to multitasker and everything in between. Because you do it all in really great shoes. Find a shoe for every you at your DSW store or DSW.com.
Wow. What's up?
I just bought and financed a car through Carvana in minutes.
You? The person who agonized 4 weeks over whether to paint your walls eggshell or off-white bought and financed a car in minutes?
They made it easy. Transparent terms, customizable down and monthly. Didn't even have to do any paperwork.
Wow.
Mm-hmm. Hey, have you checked out that spreadsheet I sent you for our dinner options?
Finance your car with Carvana and experience total control. Financing subject to credit approval.
All right, guys, here we are, our last break of the day. It's been a good day. And Steve, it's on you for closing
You know
remarks.
What? I want to talk to you about something I saw online today. I just happened to be going through, and I think it was on Instagram, I think, and I was watching Bishop Jakes, man. And he's absolutely, hands down, one of my favorite people. On a personal note, because I can't even tell you how many times I've called him and just told him something I was going through, man, and he just gave me the perfect word of encouragement. He's just been a friend, man. He's just been a friend. Not on the pastoral level, but I'm talking about just like I'm telling you, he is a guy that's just a cool dude. And he don't talk to you with crosses coming out of his mouth every time he opened it. You can just have real conversation with him, man, about what's really happening and what you can really do about it. Now, he going to end up telling you about faith, but he going to also give you some real life situations so you don't get, you know, clouded with it like it's just all, you know, sugary, like here's a real simple answer. Just apply this scripture and go on about your business. Cause it's life. But I was listening to him today, and he was talking about courage. And he was talking about, do you have the courage to go for it? Because he was talking about success. And he was talking about, it takes courage to be successful. So see, if you don't want to be nothing, it don't take no courage. Because it takes courage to win. You know, look, man, if you want to be regular, if you want to just lay it down, you know, if you don't want to make no waves, if you want to be mediocre, if you want to just go on and fit in, if you want to dress like them, if you want to act like them, if you want to walk like them, if you want to think like them, if you want to do what they do, and you ready to just let mediocrity have its way in your life, then you don't need no courage. But if you want to win, it takes courage. And once you make the decision to win, they're going to talk about you. Because they don't talk about nobody that ain't winning. When the last time you heard a conversation about somebody that ain't winning? No, man, they talk about you if you win it. They talking about you winning in hopes that they can see you fall. If they see you stumbling from the top, you still winning. But if they think they can see you stumbling, here they talking about you. They try to find anything they can to bring you down. But it takes courage. It takes courage to be successful. It takes courage to win. And he kept asking the question, do you have the courage to win? Because when you start winning, y'all, you got to be ready. because they're going to talk about you. They're going to take shots at you. They're going to throw rocks at you. They're going to take aim at you. Ain't nobody aiming at no losers because they're too easy to hit because they're down there already. See, people only get credit for shooting at somebody up. What good? And listen to me, I'm not making fun of the less fortunate by any way. But you don't see nobody always talking about the downtrodden. And let's stay ignorant, just trying to make themselves look better. Nah, man, you know what gets you on the internet? You know what gets you viral? You know what gets you streaming? When you start talking about somebody that's about something. Because you know what? Those people are news. See, you popular. When you start going viral, when they start talking about you, it's because you winning. You can't go viral on somebody that ain't nobody. So y'all, take heed, take heart, and take courage all at the same time when they talking about you. Because that means you moving. That means you shaking them up. That means you giving them something to talk about. But in order to do that, it's going to take some courage. You've got to be courageous, man. It don't take nothing to mail it in. It don't take nothing to lay it down. All you got to do is say, I'm through. I ain't doing that no more. And it's done. It's over with. But sit up and say, I'm going to finish. Sit up and say, I'm going to see it through. Sit up and say, I'm going to be the best. Sit up and say, I'm going to fight. I'm going to try. I'm going to fight. I'm going to win this one. See, they talk about all these fights that's going down and stuff. And they talk about who fighting. Lamar Odom fighting. Mayweather fighting. This dude. Chris Paul. RuPaul, whatever his name is. Everyone, Paul boys fighting over this dude. This guy McConnor fighting over here. But the only reason they talking about you is because you finna do something. They ain't talking about nobody that ain't fighting. They ain't talking about nobody that ain't throwing no punches. They ain't talking about nobody that didn't sign the contract. The conversation is about the people who signed up to fight. The credit belongs to the man who is actually in the arena. Now, I'm paraphrasing this thing that Teddy Roosevelt wrote because the whole way he did it wasn't for me. But the credit belongs to the man who is actually in the arena, whose face is marred with dust, blood, sweat, and tears, not to those cold and timid souls in the stands who know neither victory nor defeat. They just spectators, man. And the only reason they talking about you, because it look like you trying to win. But it takes courage. Be encouraged, everybody. Go for it. Those are my closing remarks.
For all Steve Harvey contests, no purchase necessary. Void where prohibited. Participants must be legal U.S. residents at least 18 years old unless otherwise stated. For complete contest rules, visit SteveHarveyFM.com.
You're listening to the Steve Harvey Morning Show.
Hey, I'm Ben Stiller.
I'm Adam Scott.
And we make a TV show called Severance. On January 17th, Severance is back for season 2 on Apple TV+, and we can't wait for you guys to see it.
And before the premiere, Ben and I are going to be binging season 1 and putting out daily recap podcasts.
Yep. Each weekday beginning January 7th, we'll be dropping an episode featuring exclusive behind-the-scenes tidbits and brilliant insights from our cast and crew and us.
Patricia Arquette, Britt Lauer, Zach Cherry, John Turturro, the list goes on.
All your favorite Lumen employees, their friends, families, enemies, in your feed every single weekday.
And here's the best part. After that, we're going to keep going. Tune in weekly as we recap every episode of season 2. The podcast drops on the same day the episode comes out.
It's the Severance Podcast with Ben and Adam.
On Apple Podcasts, the Odyssey app, or wherever you get your podcasts.